Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybell Edmond, and we want you to prepare your hearts for a word of prayer as Evangelist Sheila Hameen come forth and lead us in the opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call upon your holy name. We ask you to stop by here just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will bless our souls. Lord, pour out the blessings upon us. Let the blessings overtake us. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
God, give us strength and give us power. Lord, encourage our hearts, encourage our souls, and help us, Lord, to do your will.
Us,
we pray, Lord, that you will bless every caller, everyone who has called in on this radio broadcast tonight. We pray right now for a special blessing, that you will move upon them one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly in the name of Jesus.
In the name
those
of Jesus.
Who are listening, who don't know you, Lord, and who have not departed from their sins, we pray right now that you will let this broadcast reach their heart, that your word go forth tonight and let it touch their hearts, oh God. Break up
Lord.
Heart. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. You have the power, Lord. There's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you. There's no heart, oh God, that you cannot reach. There's no mind that you cannot change or fix, Lord. We know you have the power to change hearts and to change the mind in the name of Jesus. Give somebody the mind right now to turn their lives over to you, Lord. Give them the mind to walk away from the world and to give up the world and its good. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save dying souls everywhere. Deliver those who are bound tonight. Loose their shackles, oh God. Break every chain. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let your glory be revealed. Let your power be made manifest all around the world, my God. Take control right now and have your way. In the name of Jesus, we are praying tonight, Lord, for those who are in need of a healing. Oh, my God, send your healing virtue. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Make them whole right now. While we're praying, this body, oh, God, is reaching out with their faith. Somebody believes tonight that the report is true, that with your strength, we are healed. Oh, my God. Manifest yourself and heal their body. Raise them up, Lord, and give them a testimony that they may testify and give glory and honor to your name. Oh, Lord God, have your way and let your holy will be done. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close to them, Lord. We pray for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord God, comfort them during this difficult and trying time. Lord God, only you can ease the pain of their heart. Oh, Lord God, bless those families and help them, Lord, to come together. We pray right now that you will uphold the family members and those who are not saved. Save them, Lord Jesus. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. We pray, God, that you will bless this broadcast evermore.
Yes.
Let it grow. Let it prosper. Let it expand. Let it reach all around the world in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, there are souls everywhere who are in need of hearing your word. Help us, oh, God, to reach those souls. And to minister to them, oh, Lord, we know you're able. Oh, God, we believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We are praying, Lord, for our leaders, for those, oh
yes,
God,
Lord,
who are in charge, asking you to give them guidance, give them direction, teach them,
yes,
Lord, how to lead the congregation, give them vision, revelation, and understanding concerning your word and your will. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, and we count it done right now, Lord. And we,
yes, Lord.
We thank,
yes,
you for your mercy. We thank,
yes,
you for,
Lord,
your grace, Lord.
Yes,
thank,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We
thank
you.
Thank you,
for the
thank
of
you
your
Jesus.
Spirit, oh God. We thank you. Oh, Lord. We,
yes,
thank,
Lord,
you.
Yes, Lord. Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, have your way, Jesus.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. Have
your
way.
Yes, Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of your name, oh God. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you'll continue to bless us. We believe it, Lord, and we thank you for it. All of these we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that beautiful opening prayer coming to Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time,
yes,
we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 123rd number of Psalms. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look upon the hands of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait unto the Lord our God. Wait upon the Lord our God, unto that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 123rd number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 123rd number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of the Word of God. At this time, we'd like to announce that if you would like to go online and listen to this broadcast, you can type in www.blogtalkradio.com/GraceRadio5, the number 5, and you will be able to get in. Listen to the broad. You would like to be on the conference line, you can dial 701-802-5175. And the access number for everyone is 5847-681-POUND. The host PIN is 1360. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. You can tune in on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and also on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. every week. Also, I'd like to announce that if you'd like to stop by and worship with us on Sunday, p.m., you're welcome. The address is 18 East Center Street, and that's Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we're there on Sunday at 12 p.m. Feel free to come and worship with us. And also, we want to thank God for how he's blessing and for the souls that have been coming and how the Lord is moving by his Spirit. Also, on our prayer list, we want to remember Dr. Alice Colbert, Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., and also his son, Terrell and Stephen Allen, Charles Morris, Titus Edmund Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Ventria Blackshear, and we want to remember the May family. They have lost their loved one, Thomas Eugene May, the undertaker. He has passed away, and we want to remember that family in our prayers. And also the other three family members, we want to pray for Sister Gracie White and her family. She's still going through. She lost her husband, so we want to keep her in our prayers also. And we want to pray for Justin's family. He lost his life in a car accident, and his family, they are grieving. But we know that God is able to lift the burden of their heart, so let us pray for him, for his family. Also, Sheree Freeman, who lost her husband, and this was Sister Mary Edmund's daughter. She lost her husband, so we want to keep them in our prayers. We want to pray for Bruce Williams. We want to pray for Sister Rosetta Lee and all those who are listed on all of the prayer lists. Let us keep them in our prayers. Even if you don't know their names, let's pray anyway, because we know that God is able to heal, he's able to save, he's able to lift a heavy burden, and he's able to deliver. So we thank the Lord for the announcement. And now at this time, we will have a selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmund.
Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his soul. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord,
yeah,
oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his soul. Man, he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his soul. Bless his holy. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. Praise his holy name. The word of God said that we should bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually to be in our mouths. I tell you, the Lord is worthy of a praise. Therefore, I will bless the Lord. This is a personal salvation. I myself will bless the name of the Lord for the great things that he has done for me. Now at this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the word of God. The word of God is food for our souls. As we listen to the following message, it is a pre-recorded message, previously preached. But we hope that you will get something out of the word of God. Coming of the Lord. Listen attentively. God bless you.
Once again, live over the air, we're going to the word of God from the book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, and beginning with the 7th verse. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell to worship before the feet of the angel, which shewed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise God. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Coming of the Lord Jesus. I believe these are the words of John the Revelator, how that he was put out on the Isle of Patmos all by himself. How that many of the apostles and those disciples of Jesus Christ, those whom Jesus called to follow him by name, how that some of them were already put to death. But John was put out on the Isle of Patmos. But I had John when he said, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You see, John might have been put out on the Isle of Patmos, but he was not alone, because the Holy Ghost was abiding on the inside. And John began to say, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I looked. He turned and looked. And he saw the angel of the Lord. And the angel began to speak unto him and began to tell him to write. And he began to write to the churches. And how that we get down to the book of the 22nd chapter, and how that John continued on writing. But Jesus began to speak and say, behold, I come quickly. And he said, when he had seen them, he fell down to worship before the feet of the angel. You see, John, oh, he felt within himself that he would worship before the feet of the angel because the angel had shewed him these things. But the angel began to speak unto John and tell him, then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. In other words, don't you do this, for I am thy fellow servant. And he said, and thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, he said, worship God. God knows we're living in times when it's time to worship God. People are worshiping everything in these last days. God knows they're even worshiping themselves. Oh, my God, they love themselves more than they love God. They love themselves so much so that they refuse to deny themselves anymore. They don't care to pray anymore. They don't have time for God. They won't set themselves apart from the world anymore. But now they want to be a part of the world. They want to be numbered with the world. They want to look like the world, act like the world. And they're forgetting what Jesus said. They're forgetting that Jesus is coming back for a ready church, a church without spot, a church without blemish, a church without any such blemish. Jesus is coming back for the church, and he began to tell John, behold, take notice now. I want you to consider, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. When Jesus appears in the sky, he's coming. He's coming in the clouds, and he's coming with his reward. His reward is with him to give unto every man. He's going to pay every man according as his work shall be. In the 11th verse, it says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. You see, Jesus is coming back quickly. And when he comes back, if you are unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. You see, there will be no time to get ready. Jesus is coming back as a thief in the night. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming quickly. He's coming in the clouds. And if you're not ready, if you're not watching, if you're not waiting and looking for his appearing, you're going to find yourself missing out. You're going to lose out in that day. But Jesus said in his word, behold, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And he said, behold, and my reward is with me to every man according as his work shall be. He began to say, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they that keep his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without these gates are dogs, sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. The word is telling you that all sorcerers, they're going to be without. Dogs are without. They don't go into the kingdom of God. Oh, no, they don't.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message. Short, sweet. Jesus is coming back again, and we must be ready to meet the Lord in the air. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. He doesn't have to go back and get the reward, but the reward is with him when he comes. So we want to be ready. And if there's somebody out there who hasn't heard this message on this evening, and you want to be ready, you want to be saved, you want to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of the Lord, glory to God, now is your time to give your life to Jesus. Now is the time to come to the Lord. Now is the time to repent of your sins and give it all to Jesus. If you're weak and you need strength, now is the time to come to the Lord. Let him strengthen your soul. Glory to God. If you need healing, now is the time to come. Let Jesus heal you as we get ready to go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that you have mercy today. Stretch out your mighty hand. Touch in a special way, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Find every evil work today. Look on the people, O Lord. Those who are desiring strength. Those who are desiring to be healed. We pray that you have mercy today. Heal, Jesus. Strengthen the weak, O Lord. Closer to you, Lord. Help them to be ready, Lord. Look on those, O Lord, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Draw them unto you. Help them to repent of their sins and call on the name of Jesus. Help them to run for their lives, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We're looking to you, depending on you. You are our help today. Move, Jesus, by your Spirit. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Say to the uttermost, move, Lord. Waiting. We're dependent on you. No other help we know. You are our very present help. We know you can fix every situation. We know you can do everything, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're down here praying, Lord. We need you to come to our rescue. We need you to touch us, O Lord. Bless us, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. We want to be ready, Lord. Oh, my God. Look on us with compassion and mercy. Take away every way and everything that is not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. We pray that you move it, Lord. Help us today, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Bless, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Those who are burdened down and bereaved of their loved ones. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Every soul, O Lord. Those souls in Buffalo. Oh, my God, comfort their souls. Those who lost loved ones. Give them strength to overcome them, O Lord. We pray that you bind the works of Satan. Bind that spirit of hatred in the name of Jesus. Bind the evil works of the devil. We know about Abel. Say to the uttermost, O Lord. Help us to be ready, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we don't want our souls to be lost. We don't want others to be lost. But we are praying right now, Lord, asking that you have mercy, that you deliver, Lord, that you will save to the uttermost. Give thy name the praise. We thank you right now for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what we believe you're going to do. We pray that you continue to bless every soul, bless every member of the fold. Look on every soul throughout this world. Touch, O Lord, to the uttermost. Have mercy, and we will give thy name the praise. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for allowing us another chance, O Lord, to project your word, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Continue in your word. Help us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have made us free. Help us not to be again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but help us, O Lord, to stand fast, to hold fast to the word of God, that we might be saved in the end, that we might be able to be caught up to meet you in the air. Take away every way that's not like you, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us, O Lord, that we might be ready, that our souls might be saved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for your word. Thank you for every listener. Thank you for what you're doing. We give glory and honor unto thy name. Have thy way and let thy will be done. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We hope you have enjoyed the word of God, and we hope you have enjoyed this broadcast. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive, and we will give his name the praise. We are about to close out, but we want to reiterate, if you'd like to be a part of this broadcast, or if you would like to be on the conference line, you can dial in at 701-802-5175. And we look to be back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. God bless every soul. Thank you.